Why AI ad creatives fail before they scale. Most teams waste their first 3 months with an AI ad generator doing the same thing, generating more variations, more formats, more hooks, then wondering why CPA keeps climbing anyway. The pattern is consistent: a brief that says almost nothing goes in, volume comes out, and the account learns nothing useful. The tool isn't the problem. The process is. After watching this repeat across DTC brands and growth teams, I want to name the specific mistakes and give you the fix. The brief problem stays invisible because it looks like a tool problem, but it never was. The real failure mode: scaling noise, not signal. AI ad creatives rarely fail because of the technology. They fail because of the process around it: no strategy, no editorial review, no taste applied to the output. AI multiplies whatever you feed it. Feed it a vague brief, and you get 50 variations of a vague ad. Three failure modes show up most often. Generic sameness. The most common batch generation mistake is prompting by product category rather than by angle. The result is headlines like "Feel better every day" and "Support your wellness journey" grammatically fine, attention earning never. The algorithm reads low engagement and restricts delivery, not because targeting is off, but because the creative itself wasn't worth distributing. As our own research on how algorithms respond to engagement signals makes clear, more spend on a weak creative accelerates the problem, it doesn't fix it. No hook architecture. Teams treat every element of an ad as equally important. They are not. The hook is a consumption gate. If it doesn't earn attention in the first frame or the first line, the rest of the ad is irrelevant. Most AI-generated batches produce technically correct ads that fail this gate silently. You won't catch it until you audit video view through data and see how early viewers drop off, by which point the budget has already moved on. Generating before learning. This is the costliest one. Teams open AdsGPT, where over 1 million ads have now been generated, and launch 100 AI ad creatives on day one with no input signal. No understanding of which angle, price, transformation, social proof, urgency actually resonates with this specific audience. You're spending media budget to discover what cheaper, smaller batch research would have told you first. The four-component framework you need before you generate. Before you open the generator, map each creative to four components. This comes directly from the production framework we use internally and have written about in our AI ad creatives case study. Visual, attention layer. What stops the scroll? This is not about being pretty. It is about being incongruent enough with the feed that the brain pauses. Define this before you prompt. Copy, relevance layer. Does the text confirm the visual's implicit promise? Copy that contradicts the visual creates cognitive friction and kills click-through. Hook, consumption gate. For video especially, define the first line or first frame explicitly. Do not leave this to the AI's judgment. UGC video ads convert up to 4 times better than polished brand content precisely because the hook feels immediate and unscripted. That effect disappears the moment the opener is generic. Call to action, behavior direction. One action, one outcome. Shop the sale and learn more are not the same instruction and should never compete in the same ad. Every creative you generate should map cleanly to all four. If you can't articulate what role each element plays before you generate, you will not be able to evaluate the output meaningfully after. This is the ad creative workflow that separates teams who scale from teams who stall. The signal first workflow. Here is the workflow that actually works. It is not complicated, but it requires discipline to follow in sequence. Step 1, competitor input before brand output. Before generating a single creative, search your competitive landscape. AdsGuard's competitor intel database contains 500 million plus ads. Use it. Look specifically across 4 insight categories and don't skim them. Messaging style: are competitors leading with fear of missing out, or transformation? A category dominated by before/after framing tells you audiences are primed for outcome-led creative, lead with something else, and you're fighting the current. Audience signals, which demographics and interest segments appear in ad targeting metadata. If every competitor clusters around the same segment, the underserved one is probably more valuable than the contested one. Timing patterns, sort your categories ads by date range and look for format clusters. A wave of video-heavy AI ad creatives from multiple advertisers hitting the same 10-day pre-holiday window is a category signal, not coincidence. The brands that spot that shift early can run counter-programming with static comparison ads and stand out precisely because every competitor zigged. Competitor intel shows you the cluster, your job is to decide whether to follow or counter it. Creative format, is your category dominated by static image ads or UGC-style video? Format dominance reflects what the algorithm has already rewarded, that's data, not preference. Pull those inputs first. One-click remix a long-running competitor ad to anchor your brief in confirmed signal, not assumption. Step 2, generate with a directional brief, not a blank prompt. The marketer defines the messaging direction. The AI generates variations around that direction. Not the reverse. A prompt that specifies the angle, transformation, ingredient credibility, price comparison, the format, UGC video ads, AI avatar ads, static image via AI ad creatives, and the target awareness stage gets variations worth testing. Make a Facebook ad for my skincare brand gets you 50 variations of the same polite nothing. Step 3, test the smallest viable batch. Generate 5 to 8 AI ad creatives per angle, not 50 across all angles simultaneously. You want a clean read on what angle works, not a blended signal from 100 variations you can't reverse engineer. Test one hypothesis at a time, with enough variations to surface a pattern, then move. Step 4, read the signal, then scale. When a creative shows strong early engagement, use the click recreate function to generate 5 fresh variations of that specific winner, same angle, same format, different execution. You are scaling a confirmed signal. That is fundamentally different from generating volume and hoping something sticks. This is how accounts reach 4.8 times ROAS within 60 days, per AdsGPT platform data, average account after 60 days, not through volume, but through disciplined winner identification followed by structured scale. Ready to scale a confirmed winner? Start your AdsGPT free trial rightward arrow. Step 5, continuous audit. Not set and forget. Creative fatigue is real, and teams consistently misdiagnose it as an audience or targeting problem when the actual issue is message exhaustion. AdsGPT autopilot audits and optimizes meta ads around the clock, with a full undo log. It flags underperforming AI ad creatives and surfaces a one-click rollback before the next spend cycle so you catch degradation before it becomes a budget problem, not after. Where human judgment still matters. There is a role shift happening on teams using AI well. Designers stop being production resources and start being direction setters. Marketers stop trafficking assets and start interpreting performance data. This matters because AI is genuinely bad at two things, knowing when a creative is on brand versus merely on brief, and catching hallucinated or overstated claims in copy. AI-generated ads already face a baseline trust deficit from consumers who sense they lack authentic human intent. A fabricated claim inside the copy amplifies that into a compliance and legal problem. Read the copy. Every time. Not for grammar or accuracy. The model does not know the difference between a true claim and a plausible-sounding one. You do. Teams who treat AI as a volume lever keep drowning in low-performing output. The ones who treat it as a signal amplifier, feeding it real competitive data, directional briefs, and performance feedback are the ones who see the real gains. 80% lower production cost versus a traditional agency workflow, per AdsGPT platform data, is achievable, but only if the process around the tool is sound. For a deeper look at how this plays out across different creative formats, The Guide to AI Ad Generators for Advertising walks through format-specific considerations worth reading alongside this framework. The method, compressed. Stop generating first. Research competitors. Write a directional brief with all four creative components mapped. Generate a small, hypothesis-driven batch. Read the signal. Scale the winner. Review copy for accuracy before anything goes live. The tool is already capable. The constraint has always been the process around it. Want to see a signal-first workflow in practice? Competitor research feeds directly into batch generation and meta launch, all inside one platform. Start your free AdsGPT trial and run your first batch against a real competitor set. The free tier covers 35 AI ad creatives with no credit card required, enough to prove the method before you commit to anything.